You've arrived to the Nipple Whiskers Podcast with your host, Bob Dog. He doesn't like you either. Come along as he explores the shadows of yesterday's failures in order to gain the knowledge required for a better tomorrow. The journey starts now.
Let's go! What's happening, folks? Bob Dog checking in with you once again. Oh, man, life is good for me. I hope that life is good for you. I say that and I truly mean it. I mean, it could definitely be better. I wish that I could see my son every day, but it could definitely be worse, and I'm thankful to see my daughter. So, damn, man, UFC 300. Let's talk about it. Because I'm going to be honest, it's worth speaking about. Dana White, UFC, give it up for these folks, man. Give it up for them. Oh, my goodness. What a spectacular event. I mean, it was one of the greatest, if not the greatest fight card I've ever witnessed, and I am completely thankful for the $80 I did spend on this fight. I actually paid for it, folks. I'm giving it up for myself. Fuck y'all. No, I did not watch it illegally. Yes, I did pay the price, and it felt nice. It's good to actually be able to contribute to these fighters and in them making more money, and I was so thankful. I knew $300 would be worth it, and damn, it paid off, man. It paid off, and I actually made most of that money back in bets, no problems, you know what I mean, and everything just worked out. But damn, what an event. Give it up for him one more time. UFC, Dana White, Hunter, everybody that was part of it, all the fighters involved, give it up. One hell of an event. First, we got to give it up that nobody pulled out of this card and all the fighters made weight. So give it up once again. Everybody involved. Amazing, amazing, amazing. That is just a spectacular. I mean, that's priceless in itself. That never happens. Most of the time we have three or four people missing weight. So the fact that everybody showed up and everybody showed up on weight, just an amazing feat. And just, I mean, huge respect to all the fighters because that's not easy. So, whoo, man, we definitely had some questions about people like Kayla Harrison, and she pulled up, she did it. Like she said, she hasn't been that weight since she was like 16. Kayla Harrison says she hasn't been 135 pounds since she was 16 years old or something like that. But, man, one hell of a fight, one hell of an accomplishment. It was amazing to watch, and damn. So let's start at the beginning of the night. It was spectacular. Davison Figueiredo versus Cody Garbrandt. Cody Garbrandt was looking sharp, went out there, was throwing some very nice leg kicks, was actually catching Figueiredo a couple times. One was a clash of heads. The next one, he did sit him down on his butt. However, I think just in the position, it was more he was going for a level change and just got caught in a bad spot and then ended up trying to turn it into an arm bar. But either way, Figueiredo, once he got it to the ground, was able to dominate Cody. That's been Cody's weakness since he's, you know, been off the chain, you know, since he lost the championship, and there on the way down, he did get knocked out a couple times. But Cody Garbrandt did have a good, solid performance. Take nothing away from it. Give it up for him. But Figueiredo pulls off the victory. I did choose him mostly because I have his UFC strike moment, championship moment, so I need him to win. Keep going up. Plus, he's just shown over time that he just win. So, like him or not, I really do like the way that he handled it. I think that outside of the cage, since he's not painted as the bad guy against Moreno, I think that he is actually a very respectful and good-hearted individual. So it's good to see both of those guys get a decent performance out of it. Cody Garbrandt, hate to see him lose, but I'm happy that Figueiredo won. So give it up for both guys. Great fight. Oh, Bobby Green pulled off, and then we're going to give it up, man. He's from Fontana, or from the city. He's from, you know, from the Dirty Dino, or from Fontana. He's a local kid. Pulled off a unanimous decision against Jim Miller. Give it up for him. Give it up for both fighters. Jim Miller for being part of UFC 100, 200, and 300. This is his first loss at a UFC 100, and it came with facial reconstruction pretty much. Bobby Green went out there, put a masterpiece, put a whooping down. Give it up for Mr. Bobby Green. I mean, just put them hands on him, and then he called out Patty Pimlet to follow. Jessica Andrade went out there, won a split decision against Marino Rodriguez. That could have gone either way. I do think that Jessica Andrade won the fight. Man, very interesting. Marina was actually picking her off and doing better on the stand-up. However, Jessica Andrade got a little boost there in the second, started piecing Marina up at the end of it, and went out there and just won a dogfight, dominated on the ground, and was able to control time of possession. Congratulations, Jessica Andrade. Jalen Turner versus Renato Moicano, or whatever it is pronounced, man. One hell of a fight, man. Give it up from, you know, Jalen Turner, the hometown kid, with another little Fontana Dino baby, man. And thought he got the walk-off win, got the knockdown, boom, drilled him and went to walk-off, thinking he was claiming a bonus. Instead, Renato jumped right back up. Herb Dean did not call the fight. Renato ended up giving him the business and ended up coming back second round, winning the fight. Give it up for him for not giving up. The heart of a warrior. Give it up, give it up, give it up. And that's got to be tough for Jalen Turner. He's going to be, you know, looking in the mirror, questioning that dude for a little bit. But it's all right, man. Gave it your best. He was definitely on the ground outmatched. However, you gave it the best standing up. Just got to finish, man. Should have learned that against Bobby Green. You just go until the ref pulls you off. He knows better, especially after his last fight. Sadiq Youssef lost to Diego Lopez, man. One hell of a performance, Diego Lopez. Give it up for him, man. God, man. That was beautiful, and this is taking nothing against Youssef because he usually goes out there and is a very durable opponent. However, Diego Lopez with those uppercuts, it looked like Alex Pereira was throwing those things away that Youssef was falling. I mean, it was crazy. Diego Lopez, one hell of a performance. Give that man some money. Dude deserves some money on that one. Holly Holmes should have been a retirement fight, but she didn't take the gloves off. That leads to a whole nother discussion. However, Holly Holmes got dominated by Kayla Harrison. I don't understand Holly Holmes' thinking. I don't think she understands her thinking at this point, listening to her most recent ex-post. And Holly Holmes went out there, you know, the boxing champion against the judo champion and Kayla Harrison. And for some reason, Holly Holmes started grappling and trying to dominate Kayla Harrison. And Kayla Harrison took her down. Holly Holmes was able to get back to her feet, stand another chance, and ended up trying to grapple again. Kayla Harrison completely dominated. Great hip toss, threw her down, dominated, just got on top, dropped some elbows, dropped some real serious pain. Completely dominated Holly Holmes to where Holly Holmes will never, I don't think on her best day, be on the same level as Kayla. And I think Kayla proved that. I don't understand why Holly's going to stay in the game. I love her. She was a legend. She had her time against Ronda Rousey. There were some great memes dropped to Ronda Rousey watching an actual judo practitioner just exercise at will on Holly Holmes. I know times have changed tremendously, but I did see some very funny memes surrounding that. Damn, man. That was a big fight, man. Big fight. Super surprised to see what's going to, super excited to see what's next for Kayla, especially with Amanda Nunes going on there and making her little post, you know, calling somebody out. I don't understand it because you're retired as hell, and I wouldn't want to hear Kayla calling out retired people, really. But if you want to come back, that would be an awesome fight to watch. Kayla was also supposed to fight against Cyborg. Cyborg actually went out and trained with Holly Holmes for Kayla, and It did no good, so I don't know. Even Dana White and Cyborg's history, that's probably not going to happen. But we will see if Amanda Nunes is able to come back back to the sport and see how that goes. Oh, Kayla Harrison, super excited to see what's next. Holly Holmes, not sure what's next, maybe retirement. But either way, good luck on whatever comes next. Calvin Kattar versus Aljamain Sterling. Oh, my goodness, unanimous decision for Aljamain Sterling, who completely dominated. I mean, took him to school. Calvin Kattar, I mean, got the work put on him. It was sad to watch, honestly. There just wasn't a lot of action, especially for the way that this card went. Aljamain moving up in weight for the first time, and he looked good for what he accomplished, but he could have done a lot more. It's a typical Aljo show. That's why he's never really been a fan favorite, but he's very successful at what he does, except for against Sugar Sean. But he went out there and just gave Calvin Kattar the business. So congratulations on your win, Aljo, especially because you won me some money. Oh, man, Calvin, I don't know what's next for him. He's been on a downfall. Aljamain, he's just going to keep on rising up in that weight class, see what's next for him. Yuri Prokoska versus Alexander Rokic. Damn, man, what a fight. It looked like Rokic was just tearing those legs up. But Yuri, man, the heart of a damn samurai. That was all interesting, the drama that was surrounding that with Alexander saying that Yuri was not a samurai. And Yuri going out and explaining that he's not a samurai, but he believes that there should be people that people look up to. And he is inspired by the samurai beliefs. Clarifying that on Alexander Rakic's face and pulling an amazing knockout. So congratulations, Yuri Prokoska. One hell of a fight. Off to the main card. That was Bo Nickel dominated Cody Brundage. As expected, that was a horrible matchup. Should not have been on the main card for what the main card was worth. We're going to go ahead and skip over that because that was as expected, as advertised, and never should have been there. Charles Oliveira versus Armand Tarukian. What a fight, man. That was a pretty good fight. Give it up for both fighters. I do not disagree with the decision. I think Armand won the fight as much as I would like to see Charles pull off one of those, you know, victories, submissions. He was very close. But with that being said, I do think Armand dominated more of the fight than Charles did. And, whew, congratulations. What's next for Armand? Who knows? But I do like him punching a fan on the way out. I mean, hold it down when you hold it down. So give it up for the man. Give it up for the man. Charles, what's next for him? Well, he has a legacy that he can rely on, and he can definitely find a good fight, maybe against like a Justin Gaethje coming off a loss, or well, who knows? Who knows what's next for him? Thank you, Charles, for giving an opportunity to a man like Armand, and Armand did go out there. I mean, both guys fought well. Charles held his own and shows that he can still participate at an elite level. So it was a win for both guys, even though Charles got the L. Congratulations, both fighters. On to the fight. Oh, my God. BMF has a new meaning. This is for real, for real. I didn't like the Masvidal, Nate Diaz, how that went down. I wasn't a big fan, especially because the fight never really ended. Didn't like the way Masvidal did not defend the title. It was always there, but didn't defend it. That's not something Max will do. So, oh, man, what a fight. This is worth talking a whole episode about in itself, but I don't even need to do that. If you did not watch the entire fight and all you saw were the highlights, I mean, that was the highlight of the fight. But if that finish didn't happen, it was still one hell of a fight. It was an amazing fight. Max Holloway went out there and completely dominated. It was awesome to see from a, you know, practitioner and somebody who has been boxing and using their hands, karate tournaments, and do, you know, I've definitely done all the belt ceremonies and all that stuff growing up. So to see that type of execution was just amazing, to see what he was willing to endure on his front leg, because I mean that thing was growing and like another person out of it. It hurt me to watch Max's leg, and it was looking just abnormal. However, he was just fighting through it, never even switched stances, just kept going out there, kept doing what he was doing, and damn, man, what a finish. That was amazing. It takes heart to call Justin Gaethje to the middle of the ring with 10 seconds left in a fight that he's already been winning. He could have played it safe, but instead he called it. He wanted to be the baddest motherfucker, and he deserved it, so congratulations, Max Holloway. Oh, my God, boy. One hell of a fight. One hell of a fight. I can't wait to go back and watch it. I'm being honest, man. It was spectacular. Nothing short of just delivering. I mean, the next two fights didn't even matter. I'll be honest. There was no way to follow it. Even after this fight was done and Zhang Wei Li was coming out, I was just like, how do you follow that fight? That would suck, man. That would be like a stand-up comedian coming out after, you know, one of the greats like Eddie Murphy or something. You got to come out after him and you're like, oh, what the fuck am I supposed to do? So the rest of the card was kind of irrelevant at that point. Take nothing away from those fighters, but damn, man, what a performance. Max Holloway, definitely the baddest motherfucker. I never liked that title. I thought it was a fake marketing gimmick, but this fight deserved it. One of the greatest fights of all time. The greatest ending with 1 second left. Getting that knockout. Oh, my God. Give it up again. Woo-hoo! That was dope, man. Oh, my God. So, can't say enough about it. Just an amazing performance, Max Holloway. Justin Gaethje, man, nothing but good things to say about him. He's a warrior. He took it. I mean, he was out there still swinging for the fences with 10 seconds left. Damn, man, I just feel bad for him because he should have been getting a title shot. He earned it. Dustin Poirier is actually going to get it. Take nothing away from the Diamond because the Diamond got it, but he just got knocked out by Gaethje, so it's weird the way that the musical chairs played, but Justin Gaethje took the fight, gave Max an opportunity. Max made the best of it. He should be fighting Ilya next, and it's crazy, man. It's a crazy fucking world. So on to the next bout, the Battle of China. This was actually a good fight with a lot of controversy. It could have gone very differently had Zhang Weili not pulled off the unanimous decision victory against Yan Zhanan. I'm going with that. I'm not pronouncing it right, but damn, what a fight. Zhang Weili went out there, she's a true champion. Went out there, choked out Yan at the end of the first, but with 3 seconds left, Yan gave like a thumbs up, like showing that she still had life. But by the time it hit zero and Zhang let go, Yan was out. She regained consciousness, got up like a trooper, stumbled her way back to the corner, came out fighting. Zhang went out there. She was giving her the business. Definitely got close to a stoppage in the second round. Fight definitely could have been stopped, but you know, Yan just kept fighting through. Referee gave her the opportunity, and Yan was able to pull it out. I think Yan won the third and possibly the fourth. You know, debatably, I think Zhang came out and actually probably won the fourth. But Yan did show some heart, went out there. There was a point where I thought Zhang Weili may just be losing it. She was to the point the momentum had shifted. She definitely looked fatigued. Her arms looked heavy, and she displayed the heart of a true warrior, the true legend she is, the reason why she is going down in history as one of the GOATs, especially for that division. Besides the head kick against Rose, she's gone out there and been able to dominate. I think Rose actually might have beat her twice, but besides the point, Zhang Weili, one hell of a champion, heart of a warrior, did not quit, went out there, won round 5 unanimously, was able to get the fight back to the ground and was able to dominate. Amazing grappling performance, and congratulations to Zhang Weili. Definitely the queen of China when it comes to the MMA and martial arts game. Give it up, give it up, give it up. On to the grand finale, the main event, something that will forever be overshadowed by Justin Gaethje and Max Holloway just because of the ending and the amazing fight, but take nothing away from Alex Pereira and his amazing knockout over Jamahal Hill. Give it up for him. Give it up, Alex. Alex. Alex, man. Alex, why you got to do him like that? Alex took a groin shot in round 1 about 3 minutes in. Herb Dean went to call a timeout and step in. Alex just waved him off. Stop. Back up. Backed him up, gave Jamahal about 3 steps, and then bam, home run punch, man. It's just literally a meme upon a meme, because once Jamahal went down, he just gave him the "that's all you got" meme, just like that's what it is, and Jamahal asked for it. Jamahal definitely went up, asked for an autograph, then started talking all that hoo-wop after. Asked for it from Alex, was definitely getting a little disrespectful. Alex gave him the business that he deserved, just said, look, that's what you get. So, amazing performance by Alex Pereira. Take nothing away from him. Jamahal Hill did show up. He did believe that he can win, but Alex is something special. That punch barely landed, and you saw Jamahal was just looking up at a different galaxy. I mean, he wasn't even in the Milky Way no more, so amazing performance, amazing card, amazing construction of it. Just Dana White does it again. The entire UFC organization, the fighters came out. Max Holloway, congratulations on your double bonus. He got fight of the night and performance of the night. I mean, give it up for that man. Deserved every bit of it. Justin Gaethje, he's going to get $300K. I mean, that's amazing. You know Dana's going to hook up everybody else with probably $50K that didn't get the $300K. He was definitely stingy with the bonuses, but that's understandable when it's $300K. Oh, man, what an amazing card. Just I haven't been that dumped from fights for a long time. What do I mean dumped? It's just all the energy, the testosterone dump that occurred after Max Holloway got that knockout. I jumped off the bed so much. My daughter was laughing at me. I was running around the room like, no way. I thought Justin Gaethje was dead the way that he fell. I wanted to see him get up before I could celebrate, you know, with my heart. But damn, man, what a knockout. That will forever be remembered. It was amazing. I wish that my son was there to watch it with me. But, man, that was one hell of a memory, something that I'll never forget. What a fight. That was epic. That was extraordinary. Man, I hope that you all did not miss it. I hope that you all got to experience it like I did. It was probably the greatest $80 that I've spent in a very, very, very long time, besides something for my daughter. But I did spend $80 on myself. It was something very enjoyable to watch. And damn, Dana does it again. To watch how far UFC has come since, you know, being illegal, and my brother watching those VHS tapes, and, you know, back in the bum fights days and, you know, King of the Cage days, all those Shark Tank and all that, to see where it is now, it's just like, damn, man, life is good. Life is good. So I love, appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you once again for tuning in. Sorry it took so long. I mean, I'm definitely grinding, definitely, you know, had to fire the alcoholic at work and just been grinding my ass off, folks. A lot better week this week. I had a very hard week the week before and just, you know, adapting my first week as a manager. They throw me on a car we never built before. The guys have no confidence. I'm lost as well, but I had to gain confidence. We did a lot better this week and building, building, building. So I love, appreciate each and every one of y'all. My boss right now gave me, you know, an option to find a business under $20,000 to $30,000 that we can start up. And he has, you know, a 30 by 30 square area that we can get cracking, whether it's being a mechanic or whether it's getting a car lift or whether it's investing in a DTG printer or start laminating motorcycle graphics, whatever it is. Throwing some ideas around. I'm also going to begin building pallets for him. I got some dimensions. I'm pricing wood and gnu and all that, so I got to get on that grind. Also got the homie trying to play Apex, so I'm trying to jump on that. Also posting more cards for sale. If you're on Collects, you got to follow Nipple Whiskers, man. I got a whole bunch of vintage cards on there. I got some modern cards on there. If you need make a deal, you know, holler at me, man. Let's work out a deal. Definitely here to provide for the community. I love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. I would love a chance to give back. Say you heard about it on the podcast, I'll give you an even better deal, just because if you're new to Collects, they're going to give you a little discount anyways. I'm sure there's a code I could send you or something like that, but I'm pretty sure you get like $15 free anyways. Ah, there was an email or something. Damn. Holla at me if you're on Twitter or something. I'll send you a link. We'll link up, get you something free on there. And love, appreciate each and every one of y'all, man. I truly just want to bring value to the community that supported me all along the way. So, yes, I do love the UFC. I love MMA. It's been a big part of my life for a long time. I did go to Brock Lesnar's first fight in the auditorium. I have been doing karate since I was a very, very young kid, watching martial arts all merge into MMA. And what UFC has become, it has been amazing. It's been nothing short of inspirational. I want to thank Dana White. I want to thank UFC Strike, because they're always solid and foundation, and they're there in their Discord, always giving giveaways and things like that. Just the whole community, man. Once you start fighting, like I don't know. I never experienced any type of racism or anything like that in the gym. I went to a very diverse gym. One of my favorite grappling buddies was of some type of Asian descent. I don't know if he was Indonesian or what, you know, where from, I'm not sure. And then some of my other favorite grappling buddies were just all different ethnicities. A Mexican cast, they'd be rolling a lot better boxers typically. And it just, man, it's awesome. It is awesome. Diego Lopez went out there and put on an extraordinary show this weekend. His stock has definitely improved. And God, man, just truly inspirational. So I hope you all got to experience it. I hope you all got the same satisfaction I did, man. After 8 hours of fights from beginning to end, from Figueiredo all the way to Alex Pereira, it was just one hell of a card. The ladies' fights kind of, I mean, they didn't really pan out, either of them, as far as the unanimous decision. Zhang Weili should have got a finish in the first round, but it wasn't given to her. Take nothing away. That fight actually ended up being probably better because they didn't, but damn, man, it was war after war after war. Aljamain doing what he does, that was not very entertaining, but the rest of it, oh my goodness, just things to remember. So very excited for whatever comes next for any of the people involved in this card, really. And damn, man, I love, appreciate each and every one of y'all. I'm going to save this energy, keep moving it forward onto the next thing I got to continue and to complete. So hopefully you're knocking things off your list too. If you're not, it's not too late. Get up, grind your ass off, stop being so lazy, because that's the only way we're going to get this accomplished. Our time is limited. One day we will be dead. Take advantage of every opportunity. We woke up this morning with the ability to wiggle your toes. Hopefully, for those, you know, handicapped, not with the ability, my heart goes out to you. And you know what I mean by the importance and not taking things for granted. So love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. If you can see That's amazing. I saw a video of a blind man running track the other day, and that was truly inspiring just to see people accomplishing things better and faster than I can do them with the ability to see. So there's no excuses in life. Don't try to make any because they can be drowned out. Just look at the people that have done it, and you can do it too. I love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you, Dana White. Thank you, UFC. One hell of an event. Probably the greatest ever in fight history. Max Holloway, you are a huge part of it. So... And I'm out.
The time has come. You've been listening to the Nipple Whiskers Podcast with your host, Bob Dog. He doesn't like you either. Follow us on social media, subscribe on YouTube, and visit nipplewhiskerspodcast.com for exclusive offers and information on upcoming episodes. This podcast will now self-destruct in 3, 2, 1.